Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the three-day weekend for Josh, Bob Welch, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up right after this.
Good-looking woman down in the front row wanted to take her home after the show, but she was married and she told me no. Where did my lotion go?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
In the big room, we've got Josh Arnold.
Hello.
Three-day weekend Arnold, they call him. Yesterday, I was informed live on the radio I'll be taking one day off.
Josh is at the DoorDash sidekick chair.
Temporarily.
You know what? It's not worth it.
We can still DoorDash with you.
I'll be here Monday morning.
I was urging you. I urged you to take my... I said, the Rolling Stones are going to be in your own hometown, St. Louis. It's a Sunday night show. Why don't you take the night off? I mean, the Monday off, so you can go see the Stones. And then you said, what did you say again? You said you were going to be taking off. Oh, this next Monday.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not anymore. I will be here.
No,
here's the audio. You could take Monday off.
No, I have to take this Monday off.
You're taking this Monday off?
I haven't asked yet. Can I have this Monday off?
Now, I'm laughing because you said you have an ass jet, and I've isolated it.
I haven't asked yet.
You have an ass jet.
Asked yet.
No, he says I have an ass jet, and I can prove it to you.
Because I'm leaving on
ass jet. Ass jet. Ass jet. Ass jet.
Man, you blew your
ass jet.
Where the f*** is my
ass jet?
So nice.
That is brilliant.
Okay. Coming up, CJ. I know who you are. I know where you are. We got a little treat for you coming up, CJ, but only you and I know about it.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay, CJ's lying in a hospital bed right now. And
get better, CJ.
We got some help for you coming up, CJ.
Okay.
When I say help, I mean
what do you mean?
Potential for laughter.
Okay.
Oh, you're not guaranteeing anything.
This show has no guarantees.
No.
Absolutely not.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good, but I need your help, too, because I'm not sure if I told you guys, but I'm seeing this new chick, and she wants me to shave, down there.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Yeah, man, I've only shaved down there like 3 times my entire whole life.
Really?
The first 2 times is because of crabs.
Yes.
And the third time is because I heard if you... That was also crabs. But anyways, my buddy Rusty Mike, he lost all his pubes when he was 17 in a real rare Roman candle between the butt cheeks accident.
Wow. That's
I swear to God, Tom, they never grew back, Probably afraid they'd just get singed off again.
Yeah.
But I don't like when a lady gets too crazy with a razor.
Yeah.
And it comes out looking like one of them hairless sphincter cats.
Do you mean the Sphinx?
Did you say
that? Well, it just looks like cold turkey skin to me, Tom. That's why I like when, if they do shave, I like when they get creative down there. Uh-huh. Like maybe she shaves it into an X, then hands you a treasure map. I swear to God. Because X marks a spot in her
crotch.
And there's nothing hotter than a shaved lightning bolt. I've seen a few of them.
Mm.
Heck, I knew a chick one time, last Olympics, she trimmed hers to look just like track star Usain Bolt.
Wow.
Well, she tried and actually came out looking more like Curly from the Three Stooges. But you got to love the effort. But to me, that's just too much. I mean, so many shave it all now. Most, shave it and pave it, and that's why we're waving at it. I like at least a little bit like, but, now I'll say it like this. If she's got a full bush, I'll get revved up. It's almost like she's wearing a throwback jersey. I swear to God. But the fact remains, there's nothing hotter than when a chick shaves my initials down there. Because it lets me know she's thinking of me, you know, even when I ain't around. But my favorite look, though, this is the new one's taking off when chicks do the Guy Fieri. that's when she bleaches the tips all platinum, then spikes them up like Billy Idol's and says, "Hey, Donnie, why don't you head down to Flavor Town?"
Hey, hang up the phone.
Poor Guy Fieri. I don't think he wants to be.
God, I love Guy Fieri.
Who doesn't?
He's great.
He's got a nice car.
Oh, he's got some very nice cars. And a guy spent a lot of time during COVID times helping people out. That reminds me, Pat, is your buddy in there?
Leon Mudbone.
Yeah, Leon.
Oh, of course I'm here. I'm always here for you.
Leon Mudvayne. And,
Leon Mudbone.
I'm so sorry.
Mudbone, Mudvayne.
Did you hear what Donnie was talking about, that extracurricular shaving?
Uh-huh. Reminds you of something, doesn't it?
It does indeed. You got that for me?
Way back when I was 22, everybody had hair down there. The girls in Playboy magazine all had pubic hair. I like to take a lady to lunch if there's a little carpet to munch, but nobody has pubes anymore. Went down to my local gym and all the guys there are hair free. I'm feeling self-conscious because downstairs I'm Duck Dynasty. I shaved my junk, had a heart attack, looks like a baby cat playing hacky sack. Ah, nobody has pubes anymore. Nobody has pubes. Everybody's hoo-ha's baby but smooth. Nobody has pubes anymore. How I love you. Why did you have to go? I dig a chair, Pat, or a fro like Jimmy Walker. I miss the 70s and a crotch like Chewbacca. Had a day with a gorgeous girl. Hell, I was twice her age. I was hoping when we made love, she had hair down there like Betty Page, Jimmy Page, Bob Seger, and turn the page. Now everybody's coochie's bare, and I like a little Garfunkel down there. Nobody has pubes anymore. Everybody's waxed and shaved, and I like a big bush at the top of the cave. Nobody has pubes anymore. Ladies, let your garden grow. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. Leon Mudbone.
Leon Mudbone.
Oh, sorry.
Why do you keep messing that up?
I don't know.
Boy, I hope you had the streaming service on for that.
I had no idea that we were going to have a surprise Mexican wrestler join us for the visual component of that.
Oh, you mean Goldface?
That actually scared me.
Yeah. I know.
Scared me to death.
More impressed he got all his hair in that mask.
I had no idea.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We got CJ right now.
See him. I don't even know him.
lying down in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to be cheered up, if possible, by a kind of a sing-along. Fellas, I don't know if you're ready for this, but we disagree on this. I happen to think Bob Welch, great singer, famous for his work with Fleetwood Mac. I think Hypnotize, I think it's one of the great classics from that band, pre-Stevie Nicks, pre-Lindsey Buckingham,
yes.
But his solo albums, he's well known. You guys like to sing along. Fellas, you ready? A little bit of fun.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? Take her out of her chains. Play with you, baby. Baby, I want you changing your life.
Ready?
Your eyes got me
agreement. Your eyes got me crying.
Yeah.
Is that good, fellas?
Acapella now, please.
Need another take?
Did you like that? I don't know.
Behind the music with Bob Welch.
Well, go.
big Bob Welch fan. He's a great artist. Sad that he's gone. Now, it's time to reverse gears and go back to the news desk. It's not just any news desk. It's the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with Christy Lee.
Where we're going to talk about the Air Force, because the U.S. Air Force made history Thursday after intentionally landing 6 aircraft on a Michigan highway. This event took place during Exercise Northern Strike, the annual multinational military event hosted by the Michigan National Guard. The special road landing drill took place on Highway M32 near Alpena. The road was closed for 5 hours to accommodate the exercise.
How cool is that?
Not if you're waiting in line to get in Alpena on M32.
True enough.
If you want to get over to Alpena, you should sail there.
Oh, Jesus.
You just go around the Mackinac.
I just worked up there. That's a hike up there.
You go around the Mackinac Straits into Lake Huron.
Of course.
Where did this happen again?
Alpena. Michigan.
Lake Huron.
Everybody do Michigan Run.
I mean, no, it is very cool, actually. Yeah.
Do you remember that there was always that rumor that all of the national highways had to have, what was it, 3 miles of straightaways so they could land B-52s mm-hmm. in the event of an atomic attack? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. Yes. Was
Is that
it not
a
true?
Rumor? I think it's
no,
true.
No, it's not true.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it was true, and then they realized, oh, we can't have the people knowing this.
Yeah.
So, no, we're kidding. So I think that's how it happened.
But it made sense.
You sure. actually see M32 bumper stickers. It just says
M32. Oh, all the time.
It just says M32 on them. It's from a beautiful area of the country.
Is that why?
Have you had the beer M43, Christy?
Uh-uh.
It's so good. It's named after a Michigan tree. It's so, so, so good.
There's a beer called M1?
Yeah, it's a double IPA. It's called M43.
Double IPA?
Yeah. IPA.
You mean it's...
It comes with sediment in it, so you have to roll it on the side before you drink it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be into that.
Really. The weird thing is, when these planes... I've driven a lot in northern Michigan, some of the most beautiful highways on Earth. I will
oh,
say
go
this,
ahead, Tom.
When some of the jets were landing, they were being passed by cars. People tend to drive a little quickly.
Tom's regional hunk.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you know
it's
this.
No, it's no Uh-oh. St. Louis hunk.
It's a big tip.
But driving fast is fun.
I've been
Tom.
Talking about
Try
St. Louis
sometime.
Traffic.
There ain't no road just like it.
I remember the first time I heard that song, I hated it. I love that song now, especially the Josh Arnold version.
Boy. Oh, well, thank you.
I don't like it any better at all. Well, I can't like it. I can't hate it more. So
fact that they've just renamed Lakeshore Drive, is anyone actually going to?
Nobody's going to.
I doubt
no
it.
One's gonna
There'll be one sign, and that'll be
Isn't it like the Willis Tower? Nobody calls it the Willis. Yeah. It's always the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
You don't rename classics.
Probably a T-shirt. Sears Tower till I die.
Anytime probably. Somebody doesn't say Sears Tower, I'm always like, what are you talking about, Willis Tower?
The delivery was the beauty of that.
You know what, Josh? Take Monday off.
Thank you very much.
That's when you don't see that coming. Wow.
But that always happens. It's like Mile High, Kaminsky Field. No one calls it Guaranteed Rate Field.
No.
This stuff happens constantly.
Yeah, but Wrigley's going to be Wrigley.
Yeah.
Well, do the Wrigley gum people still pay anything for that?
I do not know.
I can't imagine they pay what it would be worth if they tried.
Right.
Can you imagine if they sold that?
Oh.
Didn't they talk about they're trying to move it up to Arlington Heights or something? Or that was that was the Bears Stadium, Soldier Field.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well,
Soldier Field is one of the most beautiful NFL facilities in the United States.
Oh, if you could like the look of a UFO raping the Acropolis,
opinions differ.
I do.
That is one.
Yeah, I do.
I like that style.
architectural disaster.
Can you not say rape?
Yeah. Maybe
landing maybe. Inside of
attacking.
Oh no, that's worse. Oh, my fault.
On sorry. Top of
humping,
scared the horses.
Conjugal bliss against the will of the Acropolis.
There you go. I like that much better.
Somewhat ungainly. Awkward delivery. I'm sorry, Christy Lee. Don't you think that's cool? Jet planes landing and
yeah,
that's fine.
I mean,
just shows in an emergency.
You've been on a runway, they look like a highway,
but it's not. It's a regular street.
Yeah,
remember that guy?
I'm glad everybody's okay.
You remember that from back up there on the highway? Remember that guy? Remember the cars were all on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I played
that news audio forever ago.
Oh, my gosh.
All these cars caught on fire somewhere.
Now Dean has a task.
I just.
Look at all these cars. They're all burned up.
Is that filed under fire?
They're on the highway.
Burned cars or.
He says it like Bob Welch would?
A little bit.
Yeah, on the highway?
Oh, boy. Bob Welch. Did you say something about Bob Welch?
They got me hypnotized.
Well, we've set up a camera at Bob Welch's home, actually.
Mom, they're talking about Dad again.
That's my favorite.
But your? Yeah.
They all sound like that.
In my head,
why do we take people whose work we love and trash them? I feel bad about that. Okay.
No, you don't.
Don't start feeling bad about that.
We don't feel bad.
We wouldn't get anywhere.
Okay, that's good. Hope you're feeling better, CJ.
Yeah, I hope that helps, CJ.
Did we get any laughs during that little thing we did see for CJ?
Yeah. Oh, we had plenty of fun.
I don't want to get the letter like, you know, the kid that when Babe Ruth said he was going to hit the homer and didn't get one that day.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That was a lot. Are you talking last straw? Is that what you're talking?
Dear Bob and Tom Show. Sadly, after your hunk for CJ, we heard this sound.
Well, that's not. So you feel bad for Bob Welch.
Yeah, right. Really, but not this real man.
But right. That joke you let fly.
Wow.
Apologies to Mr. Welch.
You're welcome, CJ.
Apologies to CJ.
Okay. I'm sorry, Christine.
Sorry you're named after the lifeguard in Baywatch. Pamela Anderson's character was CJ. Yeah.
I never watched Baywatch. Don't know.
Running.
I don't either.
No, sorry to bother you.
Running.
The news
story.
I've never seen that show. Who else was on that show besides Pamela Anderson?
David Hasselhoff.
Oh. Yep. Okay. Yasmine Bleeth.
Tom McTeague.
You know one of the other male actors?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
He's a comedian.
Tom McTeague?
Oh, yeah. Tom McTeague used to be on the show
sure
all the time.
I'm sure that's what he puts on his tax return.
Very funny, man. Oh, let's move forward here. Give me the teaser.
We still have to get to our ghost kitchens. We have chicken fat in the news and mouse sperm.
Fat.
Not in the same story.
Mouse sperm?
The mouse sperm thing is super weird.
Well, yeah.
But it's a big thing in science. It's
and
a
we,
big breakthrough.
And we
is
it
a story about Minnie's dress? Thank you very much.
Well.
No, it's a story about Mickey's
by the way,
Mickey's washcloth.
Nice
doesn't Mickey only
she
have two fingers or three fingers? Isn't
Mickey's
that right?
Got three.
Three fingers?
Don't go after Mickey Mouse. No.
I'm not.
First Bob Welch, now poor Mickey.
He went after Minnie in her skirt. Flashing people.
You know, she always wears a mini skirt.
Yeah, she does.
Exactly.
That's save that one.
By definition.
Drive the minivan.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And a Mini Cooper.
When she drives, she's a mini driver.
Mini driver joke.
So many jokes.
CJ, if you're not laughing now,
boy,
how often do you get the mini driver reference?
He's either laughing or unplugging himself.
If you're not laughing, put a mirror under his nose. Let's go.
Now, is CJ a male CJ or a female CJ?
We don't know.
I don't know.
You have the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be a lady. Oh, it's an email. I can't tell by the handwriting.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to.
Wait a minute. You can tell a man from a woman by the handwriting? Is that what you're saying?
When they dot the I's with the hearts. Yeah. You know,
sure.
They had her own already.
Who knows, CJ?
We know how dames are.
You know how horny Pat is, CJ.
Oh, I'm so horny. Oh,
send an address. Pat can work his way around a body cast.
I insist upon it.
CJ's a guy.
Dog
no woman out
hole.
There is clamoring for the Bob Welch bit.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.